Hi, you're listening to Java with Jen with your host, Jenna Lee Samuel. On this show, I bring the simplicity of hearing God's voice into everyday life in a no-nonsense, authentic, and super practical way. With coffee in hand and real life in our faces, let's do this. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for coming back. It is Java with Jen here. Actually, I'm Jenna Lee. The show is Java with Jen, and I have a beautiful return guest, Miss Karen Covell of the Hollywood Prayer Network, who has been on the show before, obviously, and she was able to share her story the last time about how Hollywood Prayer Network came about, her role in the entertainment industry and her husband's, how they met, and some beautiful stories of how the Lord has used their influence in that space. And so today we're going to actually dive a little bit deeper and talk more to our church audience and touch on some of the reasons why or some of the things that have presented about maybe why the church hates Hollywood, where that comes from or what is it afraid of, and how we want to as Christians do better moving forward, and how the Lord has called us to pray for Hollywood and be an influencer in this space to redeem and restore what Hollywood can be. So Karen, thank you so much for coming back on my show.
Oh, Jenna Lee, thank you for having me. I love it.
Absolutely. Okay, so Karen, for those of you guys who don't know, Karen was recently on Chris Vallotton's podcast as well. So if you guys like Chris Vallotton, you're going to want to go check her out over there. I'm sure he asked some really great questions. But Miss Karen, for those who did not listen to the last episode, why don't you give us a little introduction of who you are and what you do?
Great. I'm a producer. I produce specials and documentaries. I'm working on a feature. And I married a composer. He writes music for films and television shows. We have two grown sons who are both filmmakers. One is in New York City working for Disney. The other is in Los Angeles here as a head of development for a production company. So we're a family committed to being in the entertainment industry. And we love it because it gives us a chance to build such relationships with amazingly creative people. Yeah. I love creative people. Some of them are crazy, but it's really fun. Because creative people think outside the box. It's not fitting into some system that's expected of them. It's creating something new that can be offered to the world. Yes. I truly believe and have been told that artists are prophets, because prophets either reflect what's going on in culture or they project what's happening in culture. Yeah. And so to talk to artists is really challenging and exciting to me. So Jim and I both met at USC. I was a theater producing major. He was a music composition major. We graduated, got out into the real world, and suddenly realized how hard it was to work in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
So we started trying to find other Christians to pray with. Mm-hmm. We eventually found six other people and started praying every month with a prayer group that lasted 33 years.
Wow.
And in that time, we built relationships. We got to know other people that we loved to work with, that we were deep friends with. And those people, many of them are still friends of ours today. Wow. And in the meantime, we saw that there was a community in Hollywood, but there was a hate relationship between the church and Hollywood.
Yeah.
So my passion started to be to build a bridge between the church and Hollywood. And the only way I knew to do it was to get the Christians praying for Hollywood. Because if you pray for somebody, you can't hate them.
It's true.
So I started the Hollywood Prayer Network 22 years ago.
Wow.
And it's been the most slow growing ministry, I think, on the planet. But I'm too stubborn to stop. So I decided to keep showing up and challenging Christians to pray, encouraging young people to come to Hollywood, to build the community of believers in Hollywood, and to encourage people to share their faith with their non-believing associates, bosses, neighbors, friends. And that's what I do, along with producing. It's just a passion of mine.
Oh, that's so good. I just love that clearly it's a calling on your family to be on this mountain, the entertainment and arts. And so I love that you said that, because I actually was thinking about this in the recent months. I frequently have asked, like, why does the church hate Hollywood so much? Like, why does there seem like such a despise? And why does the enemy target that mountain so aggressively And I realized, I was like, I think it's because exactly what you said. I think that is the most prophetic mountain that exists, because the creatives, so many times I feel like I've seen that entertainment goes in patterns that mirror what God is actually doing in the earth and in the church. And there have been so many times I've sat in movies and seen a certain scene, and I was like, oh my gosh, that was so prophetic. Like, it just struck me as a prophetic moment in entertainment, you know, in the movie. And so I feel like the reason the enemy targets entertainment is because he knows that prophetic is the voice and the eyes of the direction of the nations. And so talk to me about that.
Absolutely. Also, storytelling is a powerful way to express messages. Jesus was the best storyteller.
Yeah.
He did everything through stories. In fact, it frustrated people because they didn't get the answers they wanted. They got a story. They got an allegory. Yeah. They got an example that they had to then think about. Stories make people think. They don't just push an answer on you. Yeah. And I think the most powerful way to share the gospel is through storytelling.
Wow.
So we say that Washington, D.C. is the seat of power, but Hollywood is the seat of influence.
Mm.
And influence is always upstream of power. Hollywood creates culture, and then Washington, D.C. legalizes it.
Nah.
We are always ahead of the politician. And the enemy knows that. The enemy knows the power of storytelling. The enemy knows the power of prophetic artists, of how to express ourselves in ways that, in fact, the great German director Ingmar Bergman said one time, facts go straight to the head, but stories go straight to the heart.
Yes, yes.
So you want to touch people's hearts. It's through the arts.
Yeah.
It's through a painting. It's through a movie, through a song, even through a video game. We are engulfed in this experience that includes sound and sight and emotion, and it touches our heart.
Wow.
In fact, a really profound example of the power of entertainment is that when Hitler tried to take over the country of Germany and ultimately the world, he started in the movie theater. He took over the theaters in Germany, put propaganda films in those theaters, and people started getting his vision and joining him.
Wow.
He used entertainment to literally destroy people. And on the other side, you see now these faith-based films that are getting better and better, that are coming into the commercial movie theaters and touching people's hearts in ways that you can't do with a book, what you can't do with a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
You know, it's really exciting to be called to this, but there is a battle because the enemy doesn't want us here.
Yes. And because I feel like, because the church has had such little awareness of the, I mean, I think we all understand, yes, entertainment is impactful, but I don't think we fully understand why it's so impactful. And I think if the church understood that better, hopefully there would have been a different response over these years. But I feel like there's been a very religious mentality, and maybe you can speak to this here, is there's been a religious mentality of don't touch it, you know, stay away, it's dirty, have nothing to do. I've even had someone close to me who I did not consider a religious person say, when I was in fashion, you shouldn't be in fashion, it's an ungodly industry, you should have nothing to do with it. And I'm like, what the religious problem is this, you know?
Oh my gosh, that is straight from the enemy.
Yeah.
The enemy puts lies in our head. And one of the greatest ways that he gets us to stay away from Hollywood is through fear.
Yeah.
People are afraid of it. They're afraid of the power. They're afraid of the influence. They're afraid of the bigness of it. Yeah. And so they tell their young, talented Christian children not to come here. It's just a work of the enemy. So what one of the things I am committed to is speaking to Christians and saying, God has nowhere on this planet that he doesn't want Christians to be in.
Yeah, I agree.
We need to be everywhere. Paul sent people, the disciples, to go to Judea and Samaria and around the world. Yeah. Hollywood is one of those places. It's not too scary. In fact, I know a young man who was from a small church in the Midwest, and he had a heart to come to Hollywood. And he told his parents, and his parents like, oh, you can't make a living there, you know? And he said, well, I want to try. Then he went to his pastor. And his pastor said, that's ungodly. You don't go to a place like that. Well, he went anyway, and he came out here. And what did he find? Amazing Christian friends, beautiful people to hang out in, a wonderful church he got to be a part of. He started feeling like this was home. And he went back to his small town after he was here about a year and a half or so. And he sat in church, and that day at church, with the pastor who told him not to come to Hollywood, they were commissioning a couple to go to a cannibal tribe. And they prayed for this couple, and they blessed them, and they told them they were going to support them financially and commissioned them and sent them off. And he said, oh my gosh, maybe my pastor has changed. I'm going to go in this week while I'm home and tell him about Hollywood and what I found there.
Wow.
He went in on Wednesday, sat down with the pastor, and he said, I want to tell you something. I've been in Hollywood and I love it and it's beautiful and I get a chance to share my faith and I know new people and I'm wondering, would you support me as a missionary in Hollywood? And he said, no, I won't do that.
Wow.
And he came back here so sad, going, there is something bigger than just my parents and my pastor. And I said, it's spiritual battle. Yeah. The enemy doesn't want you here. It's not a battle against flesh and blood. It's a battle against principalities in the heavenly realms.
Yeah.
It's the enemy saying, if Christians come to Hollywood, they can influence the world.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's the lies that people keep believing.
Wow. And I love what you're saying, because I have been seeing, and I, you know, I'm in media being a podcaster, but I have a sister who's in Hollywood with you guys, who has a passion to the entertainment industry. But I have found, so it's never been on my vision board, never been on my life to-do list to be in a movie or work in film or anything. That was, it just was never something I even could, it wasn't part of the dream, you know. But years ago, I prayed and I asked the Lord, I said, God, if there are anointings and callings on my family line that have not been fulfilled, put them on my life so I can fulfill them in my lifetime. And shortly after that is when the Lord shifted me into business, which included fashion and media with podcasting. And now I'm finding the Lord keeps connecting me to people in film. And I'm like, I'm not pursuing these people. I was in a movie this year and I'm friends with the director. And next weekend we're going to the red carpet event because they made me the PR face of their company. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'm like, it's a lot of fun. But at the end of it, the Lord knows that whatever I do, I'm going to do it to be an extension of him and just keep my ear to his heart. Like, what do you want me to do here? And especially because I didn't have any pre-formulated ideas. It just kind of keeps things sort of fresh. But even on my podcast, the Lord has brought people like you and like that director. And I have another guy that I met who actually my intercessor from your network, she connected me to him. And he's essentially creating like the next Disney, like the next Disney network. It's not exactly that, but it's a Christian, faith-based and high quality entertainment for kids. And so the Lord keeps connecting me to people in this industry. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know what you have up your sleeves, but I do know I'm prophetic. So maybe that's the connection.
Yes.
But I just feel like the Lord is like, whoever is willing, I'll take you.
Well, I'm telling you, it's an amazing thing that you asked that you prayed that prayer to fulfill anything, even generationally, that the Lord has for you that you don't want to miss. Yeah. And I'll tell you three things you do have that I see the Lord is using. One is you're very confident in him, and that's a beautiful trait. It attracts people to you. Mm-hmm. What people feel uncomfortable with are very insecure people who aren't sure what to do or what to say, and it gets awkward.
Yeah.
But you have this beautiful confidence from the Lord. You are so creative. Oh my goodness. It just oozes out of your pores. Oh. And you want to obey the Lord in anything that he puts you to. Yeah. And that's what I want to encourage Christians. If they have a creative streak, if they want to be a leader in a place that is looking for strong, godly leaders. If you want to follow the dreams that you believe God put you in your heart, come to Hollywood. We have churches that are amazing. We have vocational groups that are incredible. The Prayer Network offers groups for tech people, dancers, comedians, writers, directors, everybody, to get a small group of like-minded people so you feel at home. You feel like you're in a family. And that's what allows the creativity to grow.
And that's so important, because I know that one thing my sister has experienced until she met y'all's group was just that sense of alienation, of struggling to meet people, because the culture out there is a little different, I think, because it's very transient. People are coming and going until they get a better opportunity, because they come there to find better opportunities. And so she felt very alone, and it was hard to build community. So it's a big deal that you guys are building community there around this purpose.
Well, we do have a very nomadic culture here. It's very true. We are very much like some of the tribes in Africa, where we have our own culture, we have our own traditions, we have our own language that we speak. We are very nomadic. We're really a hidden people's group. You can't just walk into Hollywood as a Christian and tell people they need Jesus. Yeah. You have to build relationships. You have to gain respect. Mm-hmm. There's a great saying from Young Life that I think fits Hollywood perfectly, and that's, you have to earn the right to be heard.
Yes.
And it's so true. So we love to build those relationships. We love to build community. We love to encourage people to say, God's got a bigger plan for you than you even know. Yeah. So take time to build your relationship with him. And then things start opening up, and he's giving you divine appointments. And it's just wild what happens then.
That's so good. Okay, so let's say someone's listening who, like me, they're like, the entertainment industry was never on my radar, and I'm not an actor, or I don't have any interest in doing anything in front of a camera. The entertainment industry is so much bigger than just the people we see on screen. So maybe talk to the people that feel like it's irrelevant and bring it home so they can see that maybe they could have a place in there.
Well, we have a community that encourages people to work together as Christians, mm-hmm. to grow in their faith, to put other people first, mm-hmm. to find that collaboration. Hollywood is like a team sport. You need each other. You can't do it alone.
Yeah.
And the enemy comes in to really wear us down by three things: isolation, mm-hmm. discouragement, and fear. Mm-hmm. And we have to fight against those. And the only way to fight against those is in community. Right. You're no longer isolated when you're with other like-minded people. You don't get discouraged as much when you hear other people going through the same thing, and you're like, oh, I'm not alone. Hey, that's great to know. I'm right on track here.
Yeah.
And the fear is broken. People are so afraid. They're not going to pay their rent. They won't ever get a job. They won't get breakthrough. They're afraid they're not obeying God because their family isn't supporting them. There's so much of that. But when you're in community of people who say, no, God has us here for a reason. Mm-hmm. We are meant to be here. We are a remnant of people with a vision for a hidden people's group that needs him desperately. Mm-hmm. And let's stick together and walk together and do this as a group, as a family. And then we can see God opening up opportunities for work, opening up opportunities for income, whatever it is he has. We have to first know the why that we're here.
Yeah.
And then he will support the how and the when and the where and the what.
Yes.
But if we know we're here because we have a bigger purpose, and we're using the gifts and talents he's given us, and we're obeying and being faithful to his calling, then he takes care of the rest. Now, it's not easy. It's a tough life, but it's worth it because we get that joy of knowing we're obeying him, and he's called us to a place that's pretty, pretty exciting.
That's so good. I love it. So in your industry, you've got all kinds of types of jobs and skills that are necessary. You've got people like producers like yourself, which maybe you can explain in a moment, like what exactly that is. And then you've got composers like your husband. He's a musician by nature, and so he makes the music scores. And then you've got directors and actors and extras and the work hands that are on site. I don't remember what they're called, but tell us. The crew, yeah, the crew. And then you've got the editors that are editing on the computers. And there's so many different people, I imagine, that are involved. I know in our little tiny short film that we did, it was like 45 minutes. We had over 100 people a part of that project. And so maybe list for us some other ways that people who have skills that don't involve being in front of a camera.
Well, everybody thinks of being the actor, being the star, or being the director, or being the writer. Some people think of the producer. The producer is the one that either finds the project, finds the money, hires the crews, puts everything together. You can be a creative producer and work through the process of a script, or you can be what they call a line producer, which is the one that does the business. They hire people, they keep it on budget, They work with the schedules and the timing and the expenses and such like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't think of very creative, influential roles like a makeup artist. Oh. A makeup artist can spend hours a day with an actor, mm-hmm. sitting in a makeup trailer, wow. working with them, being able to get to know them, to pray for them, to love them, to talk to them. That's a powerful, if you have the gift to do makeup or hair, that's a powerful role to be involved in the industry in a way that impacts people very personally. Wow. When Jim Carrey was playing the Grinch, mm-hmm. he had 7 hours of makeup every single day.
What time did he get there? 3 a.m.?
Yes, 3 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
And that makeup artist, can you imagine spending 7 hours a day with Jim Carrey?
Wow.
The intimacy, the trust, the conversations, the vulnerabilities, all that goes on is a beautiful role for somebody. Wow. You could be on crew. You could run cable for the lights and have a group of people around you that you could pray for and love and encourage. The extras are people who want to be actors, but they haven't broken into the industry yet. And so they come in as an extra. Mm-hmm. They're in the behind the scenes. They have the camera might pass a group and you're one person in that group, but you're on the set all day. You're with a lot of people and you get a chance to build relationships, to love people, to listen to people. There are so many creative things. An editor is actually a really powerful storyteller. Because they take all the footage that's been shot and they put it together in a story and they get a chance to go, you know what? That angle might tell the story better. That scene over there doesn't seem to work. It seems to pull us away. Let's try this. It's a very creative role to be an editor's assistant. You spend all day logging footage, organizing film, but you're dealing with the final storytelling in this film. I mean, I could go on and on about the creative jobs that are here. There are script readers who read scripts and tell a producer if it's worth pursuing or not. What a powerful role that is. And they usually give that to the college interns.
Wow, that's a gatekeeping role.
It's a gatekeeping role. Absolutely. My son started as an intern in college at a production company reading scripts. And he found out he loved it so much. He's now head of development for a company.
Wow.
So things like that happen where you get involved in the industry and then you find, you know what? I love what I'm doing, but I like that even more. Mm-hmm. You switch roles. You find out where you're really meant to be. God is so creative. There are artists in this city who do many more things than just one. They mm-hmm. write, they act, they direct. It's a very creative business, but it takes a person with perseverance.
Yeah.
Take somebody with a bigger calling than just making a living. You've got to be creative. We are all entrepreneurs here because we have to find our own jobs. We have to keep our own careers going. When you get hired by a company, that's not as often as just trying to find your own work all the time. And it's a spiritual battleground. It is not a playground.
Yeah.
Because again, the enemy does not want Christians here. So my husband and I are here for the long haul. Jim writes music for films and television shows. He writes songs. He writes scoring for video games, all kinds of things. Wow. But he knows long-term, we are here for the people.
Yeah.
We're here to love people, to share our faith with people, to pray for people, and to just show up and show somebody that they're valued.
Yes, that's so good. You know, I love that you said that because when the Lord first pulled me into fashion, I asked him, I said, God, I have always been called to ministry. Why are you putting me in fashion? And I literally struggled with it. I was like, I don't want to put my time into something that has no eternal value. What's the eternal value here? And the Lord just spoke to me. He's like, Jenilee, there's people in fashion. And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. but what I loved about it is it immediately normalized or added a ministry call to every industry because there's people in every industry.
Everywhere.
And so I love that.
We have to love the people. We don't have to live like them. Nope. We don't have to make choices like them. But if we love them and they see our authenticity, it's a powerful ministry.
That's so good. So talk to me. Let's say some of my listeners are like, ooh, well, that sounds interesting. I'd like to maybe get my feet wet, but I'm not in the place where I would want to pick up and move to Hollywood, you know, especially right now. California has some bad reputations happening. So bless California. I love California.
Bless
I still love
our
the politics.
Woo!
Jesus will redeem California.
Amen. Preach.
So what about those people in Texas, in Minnesota, in Florida? And I do know there's pockets of the US where there are other acting industries. I know Georgia is one. That's where we're going next week.
Huge.
Tell us some more.
Well, first of all, you can always get involved locally. Mm-hmm. There are regional theaters. There are local television stations. There are production companies in the major cities all over the country. You can write scripts anywhere. You can write songs anywhere. You don't need to be in a certain city to be creative. You can create a video game in your bedroom. You know, you don't need a place like this to actually start being creative. You can make a movie on your iPhone on a weekend in any city, any town, any farm in the country. So that's never an excuse. The second thing is the Hollywood Prayer Network has local chapters all over the world. We have 175 local chapters in 42 countries, and we have them all over the United States. So you can reach out to other creative Christians and you can say, I'd love to pray with you. I'd love to find out what's going on here that maybe I can get involved with. Mm-hmm. You start building community because you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
You can start in your bedroom, but then you start needing other people.
Yeah.
Like 100 people on your short film.
Uh-huh.
And you start finding like-minded creative people. Mm-hmm. So you can go to the Hollywood Prayer Network, click on chapters, and look at the whole list of 175 chapters, who the local chapter director is, what their email is, and what city they're from. Mm-hmm. And just reach out and just say, hey, I want to connect with other believers and start building the community right where you are.
That's so
LA, as you know, is very expensive. So you shouldn't just come out here hoping to get a job.
Yeah.
You've got to have some credits. You've got to have some experience. You've got to hopefully know somebody that you can crash on their couch for a while until you figure out what you're going to do next.
Yeah.
But you can start in your own hometown, wherever that is.
I love that. And I want to call out that they just need to take the first step, because a lot of times we get this idea of the big dream is to say, be in a movie in Hollywood. But there are so many micro steps that are required to getting there that people often never do because they think there's no significance in those micro steps. But nobody that is a success in Hollywood had no path to get there.
Our joke is an overnight success has taken 10 to 20 years.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just the way it is. So you're right. You have to start where you are. You have to be faithful with the small things mm-hmm. so that God will then open up the bigger things. That's and what good. We find a lot is some people think the answer is Hollywood, but honestly, they get involved in Miami, Florida, and they find mm-hmm. a career. They get involved in Chicago. They get involved in Louisiana. There's a huge industry growing in Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Dallas, Texas has a local chapter of the Hollywood Prayer Network of 130 people that are all creative professionals that all know each other. Wow. So you can find it anywhere. Yeah. You just have to be faithful. And I believe one of the biggest problems with creative Christians is they don't follow the gift that God's given them.
Hey, it's so true. This is so true. And I just got off of another interview where I'm going to be a speaker for a spiritual gifts conference it's going to be an online conference. And we just talked about how to faithfully steward your gifts. And for people don't realize that, like the loaves and the fishes, that little kid showed up with his meal and that's all he had. And he just offered what was in his hands to the Lord. And he said, here you go. And the Lord's job was to multiply it. And so it takes so much pressure off of us building a dream, because all we have to do is be faithful with what's in our hands. And it's the Lord's job to multiply it. But that kid gave all of his meal. He didn't give half of it. He gave all of it, you know? And so we do have to be willing to obey fully. And I think that's usually where people get hung up. They obey halfway because they don't really trust the Lord, or they're not really in it to win it, you know? But we've got to be in it to win it if we're going to make an impact anywhere.
We really do. And the other thing I challenge young people is to sit down and really seek God to find out what part of their faith is cultural and what part is biblical. Because we're told in cultural Christianity a lot of things that I think hinder us if we want to live biblically. And that is, first of all, you need a savings account. You need a 401k. You need to be very proper and cautious in what you do. I look at Jesus, he was radical. So I don't relate to people who want to make sure they have this much money in the bank and they have this savings plan and they have this insurance and everything. I'm like, I don't know. Jesus said to the people, just show up and take the hospitality when it's given to you. Mm-hmm. Don't line up everything you need beforehand. Just trust that when you go somewhere, the Lord will take care of you.
Yeah.
And I feel that way here. Yes, we have to be responsible. We have to pay our bills. And too many people come out here and they end up homeless because they haven't been responsible. Mm-hmm. But don't stop doing what you want to do because all your ducks aren't in a row. Yeah. I think that's more cultural Christianity than biblical Christianity.
And it's fear masquerading as wisdom a lot of times.
There you go. It's fear. The bottom line is fear. Oh, yes. My goodness. We have seen so much fear exposed in the last 4 years, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been created, it's been exposed. Mm-hmm. And we can point our finger and say, no more fear. That's the end. We are living a radical, Christ-filled life that allows us to do things that fear would stop us to do.
Yes, so good. And I just want to say to anyone who's listening, what Karen said when she, what you mentioned when you were saying that people need to connect with your chapters in the different cities, that's such an important first step, I feel like, for a couple of reasons. One, getting connected with people who are like-minded provides a sense of spiritual protection for you, because not only are you in a community that prays, you're in a community that has the vision to reach people, and they will help, hopefully, if you have good relationships with them, hold you accountable to what are you doing? Don't forget why you started. You know, what are you here for? It's not just to get famous. It's not just to have lunch with Kanye. You know, it's like you're here because you want to make a difference. And so hopefully that group of people is going to be the kind of people that you need to hold your feet to the vision. You know what I mean? And so, and apart from that, those people have been in it for a minute, and so they're going to have some connections. They say your net worth is your network, or your network is your net worth. And so it's about the people that you know, because just a couple of divine connections and you've got all these new projects at your fingertips that you wouldn't have had if you hadn't connected to those people.
Oh, that's so right. And I honestly think that the reason we're on this earth is for love and relationships. Mm-hmm. First, a relationship with God, and then other people. Yeah. And he allows us to build those relationships within our own area of work, within our own area of our giftings. He puts us in different people groups, but it's always for the purpose of loving God, loving other people, and building relationships. And so if that's first, if you come to Hollywood wanting everything for yourself, it's going to be disaster. If you come wanting to meet other people, wanting to serve other people, you're going to have doors open you never imagined possible.
So good. So good. So it was once said to me that when you're trying to build something big or you don't know what to do next, just take the next best step. What is the next best step? So what would you say to anyone listening as we wrap this up? What is their next best step to move forward? We kind of touched on it already, but give us a web address or whatever, and then share with them how they can connect with you.
Absolutely. I want to quote Pastor Mark Batterson, who wrote an amazing book called Chase the Lion. And he says in this book, the way to reach your big dream is to be in your bad job, be the best you can be, and trust that God will use that to move you forward. Mm. We don't have to focus so much on our big dream that we miss where we are right now. Mm. And if we're in a bad job right now, are we doing a good job? Uh-huh. Are we taking that bad job and being the best we can be? Are we reaching out to people? Are we sharing our faith? Are we going home at night and writing our script or shooting our movie on the weekend? Are we using the present circumstances to make us prepared for the future?
Yeah.
And that's very important for everybody. We can be dreamers, but we also don't want to miss where God has us right now. Yeah. Because as you said, every micro step is important in building where we're headed. And so we would love to help you. We'd love to pray for you. We offer prayer partnerships where you can get, if you're a creative person, you can get an intercessor to pray just for you as their media missionary. If you're an intercessor, but you have a heart for creative people, we can match you with one creative person to pray for on your prayer list. We have Zoom Friday, 12 noon Pacific time prayer calls for 1 hour. Anywhere around the world, you can get on a prayer call and be praying with other creative people. Wow. We have so many things listed on our website of how to get involved. We have events in LA. We have events all over the world. We have a bi-weekly call sheet that comes in email every 2 weeks to tell you how to be praying for the entertainment industry.
Yes.
We have a parents' prayer team where parents of kids of any age, from babies to 60-year-olds, it doesn't matter, parents can be praying for their kids who are creative.
Wow.
So go to hollywoodprayernetwork.org, click on Join Us, get involved, find out about our events, about our local chapters, about our prayer initiatives, whatever you want to do, and know that God has called creative people to not go alone, but to walk at least two by two, and we want to be here to help that happen.
That's so good. I love it. So you guys make sure and do that. That's your next best steps. Just get on her website and see what appeals and just reach out. Just take that next step. No one's committing you to the big vision, just your next best step. And I also want to encourage, if you are someone who you're like, I want to impact the industry, but I don't know that my 2 feet are supposed to be there. I feel called to business. You know, you can always impact by giving. And I recently had sown a seed into, I felt like the Lord actually put it on my heart. I asked the Lord, who should I had a seed designated to give to a ministry? It's a part of how I pull the principle of the tithe into my business. Every time I have a round of podcasters that I coach, I scholarship somebody in, and whatever they can pay becomes the seed that I sow into a ministry. And so I had a seed and I said, Lord, who should I support? And the Lord put Hollywood Prayer Network on my heart. And so that's where I sowed it, because I said, you know what, Lord, this is ripe and fertile ground. I'm going to sow into them intercessors, you know? And so, and I have seen the Lord multiply that seed back to me many times over already. And so it's a good way to invest in what they're doing, but then it also, you also still reap a harvest spiritually and even financially for yourself, just because the Lord is so faithful that way. You cannot outgive God. And so support what they're doing financially as well. So Miss Karen, thank you so much for coming on here. It's just a delight to have you every time.
Oh, Jenilee, you are incredible. You're an inspiration. I am honored to be here. I'll do anything I can for you. Thank you so much.
Well,
and keep showing up.
Yes, absolutely. And thank you. And I look forward to our lunch in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, you guys, thanks so much for listening. Listen, if this, any aspect of this touched you, and we're talking about reaching the mountain of entertainment, but this is relevant in every influential mountain in society, whether it's education or business or government or family, religion, we've got arts and entertainment and media. Those are all the major mountains that shape a culture. And if you're called to any of those, we want to encourage you, take your next best step. Never, ever. David and Goliath, David was just a little boy with just a little slingshot, but the Lord used him to steer the course of a nation. You are just one person with a slingshot in your hand, and God needs you to pick up those stones. And so if you want to get involved in the entertainment industry, connect with Miss Karen. Just go to the website, hollywoodprayernetwork.org, connect with them. Make sure you are following Java with Jen on every platform that you might, or any platform that you might listen. Share this episode with a friend. If you've got some creatives in your life, send this to them. You just might infuse their heart with a much needed sense of purpose and vision. So you guys, thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to today's show. Listen, let's stay connected. Come follow me on Instagram at Java with Jen, where you can follow the latest and say hey. It's a really great way to stay in touch. Many of you have also asked how you can support the show. You can make donations through the Anchor app or on Patreon, or of course, by sharing, rating, and reviewing on social media and iTunes as well. Your heartfelt feedback always reminds me why I do this. Also, don't miss our merch store, where you can get super cool Java with Jen swag and coffee. Find it at javawithjenmerch.com. Until next time, remember, hearing God's voice is simple, and He wants to be a part of your everyday life. See you next week.